Well, this is hard talk. There's no, you know, no need to hold back, to be honest, because I think we've got to that tipping point where a spade needs to be called a spade, not a garden tool. You know, I'm really tired of that rubbish as well. You know, so let's say it as it is. Speak your mind, speak your clout, because there is a change coming. But I, you know, I was using that same analogy. Before I continue, did anybody see Peter Obi's tweet about the dentist and subsidy?
Yeah, I think I don't have a recording to play back. They met him coming into the court and crowded him and said, can he comment on the subsidy? So he said, nobody to ask him about the court case, that he won't put himself in trouble with the election petition tribunal.
So we're good to go in terms of calling a spade, not a garden tool. And let's just say what it is. You speak your mind, speak your clout, so that we can start preparing for this new environment. I was using the analogy, like, if you're going to go to a fantastic university, for instance, if you're going to go to Harvard University, so you've done the hard work, you've passed your A-levels, GCSE, whatever it is, passed all the exams, and you've been admitted to Harvard. You're going to go there to study astrology, whatever, right? You've got 6 months to prepare yourself. Trust me, within that 6 months, sometimes your accent might even change. You know, your thinking would change. What you're going to wear, you're going to think about what you're going to be wearing while you're at the campus. You're going to think about the people, the kind of people you're going to interact with. So that will empower you before you get into that campus. It's the same idea with the new Nigeria that we're expecting. You have to start preparing the mindset. That means, like Kunle said earlier, you need to clear out the mess. You need to bulldoze the old way of thinking. You need to call a spade and say it exactly as it is. So that's what we want to start doing here periodically. You know, from the justice point of view, from a leadership point of view, from the corruption, judiciary, all that, we need to really talk about it and say it as it is. So let's take a speaker. I don't really have a cue, to be honest. So don't hold me for effort. I'll probably just go random. If you want to talk, put your hands up. That's how it works. You know, your hand flashes, we call you out to speak. But myself and the co-host, we will be going on a bit because we've been waiting to do this for a bit. So there's a lot that we have to say. So please limit your submissions to, like, you know, 3-4 minutes, but make it punchy and center it around those points that Kunle listed before. So you have religion, leadership, you know, CAN, Air Nigeria, judiciary, subsidy, and then New Nigeria. So we'll start with Nigerians for Peace and Justice. I like that name. So you have the mic. Give us a small nuggets about peace and justice from your point of view.
Yeah, hello everybody. My name is Elvis Chimwosu, initiative taker.
Excellent.
Hey, thank you very much for this initiative. I know I've also followed the backroom talk. You know, like as we say, no way, we people have to talk to each other. So greetings to all of you. Greetings to Sister Dunke. I am one of those who have supported your initiative about the stop remittances. I think that will actually send a signal, because it's also part of the issue. Anyway, you were the ones talking about the schooling. I think I've now, for the past 11 months, gone to the School of Nigeria, been an active student, both on the Twitter space and on the remittance space and otherwise. The problem is there. It's frightening to see how deep the decay is. But I think Chimamanda also put it very well when he said the people are compromised. You know, the Norwegian, the Nigerian mind is corrupted and compromised to a level that is frightening. But El Rufai just brought up the icing on the cake. I'm one of the few who used to try to limit Kunle when Kunle goes on that path. But, you know, yesterday, as somebody with Igbo descent, as somebody who has used a lot of energy to make enemies with these Igbo separatist people, I started thinking to myself, is Nnamdi Kanu really, was he right? I had to think like that, you know. Kunle, you were talking about, you know, listening to people, and sometimes, because listening is also an act, sometimes you need to take out yourself from your own point of view, your values and everything you've believed in, and put yourself in other people's points of view. If not, it's not listening, it's just hearing, or you're waiting for your turn to speak. The issue is, it could be depressing. But thank God we have the P2OB, we have him. Thank God we have the Obedient Movement. But I'm very happy for what is happening on this space, because it should be a network, because I know all of you. These are strong, very intelligent individuals who have deep love for Nigeria, patriotic, you're good in your own line. I think we need to solidify this kind of network, because for me, as somebody who's been a little bit, have some political awareness, I look at the Nigerian issue as a long-term issue. And I was thinking, what can we do? What can we, those of us who has invested so much emotionally, financially, and our time, what can we do? And I just listened to what Professor Patrick Lumumba was saying the other day, that if we need to change this society, because let's face it, the young people in Nigeria, majority of them rose up. They rose up and supported P2P, and they are changing the society. Changing the society, but we're seeing that that structure of criminality has fallen back viciously. Of course, they have. They are coming with everything they have. But what do we do? I think what, from my own part of it, I'm sorry if I'm just going towards it, but I'm thinking we should continue doing, solidifying what we're doing now, and see how we can create and online resources that will invest in young people to strengthen their knowledge, and so that we can keep that fire burning, keep the momentum there. I have always told people that I don't think there will be a miracle. But this is my own skepticism from what I have seen, that I've lost faith. I almost lost faith in the country itself, but I will not. I will not, because of what the young people taught me in this movement, and what they did, and how impressed they were, how creative they were, how cohesive they were, how the fellowship, the love, the brotherhood that crossed across ethnic and religious lines. But that is what has kept my hope going. So we should invest in the young people, and we should do it by establishing this kind of podium where they will come, listening to people like you, all of you, give them, identify those of them who we can support. It's almost impossible to know who you should support in Nigeria, actually. But try to see how we can organize online leadership programs that will keep the organization strong. You know, like just as we've done in the Norwegian Labour Youth Party, the Obedient Movement and everything, because it could change a society. Of course, when the young people rise up, a society change. But it will not just change if we leave them alone. And I think maybe it's time also we look at the issue of this violent extremism. That is why I registered the platform I'm using to speak here with some young Nigerians. We should also counteract, have a campaign. Or how are we going to hack for peace? I can send you guys a blueprint we used. We called it Defying Hate. We used it in South Sudan. There is an operative one going on in Cameroon and in Ethiopia, where people have their own ethnic animosity have actually gone out of hand. Their own now is even more dangerous than our own. So how do we arrest it? Because don't tell me that what El Rufai said will not have repercussions. It will fuel the separatist things we are saying. And you all know that arms conflict, violent extremism will never solve anything. So that's my submission so far. I thank all of you. Let's see how we can enhance this. Let's see how we can come out with a concept plan. Let's see how it could be a space where people, the young people, come to feed on how we can develop democracy in Nigeria. Thank you very much.